You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Jennifer Reynolds is a former investment banker who focuses on promoting Canada's financial services sector globally, specifically within the U.S. as the president and CEO of Toronto Finance International. She is a sought-after media expert in the U.S.-Canada economy and international relations and has been quoted in hundreds of top publications on her thoughts on the relationship between U.S. and Canada's finance services sector, the hunt for talent, as the financial services sector evolves and the opportunities for entrepreneurs and investors on both sides of the border. In 2015 and 2017, Jennifer was named a Women's Executive Network Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100 Award winner. Here today to tell us more about her role in promoting Canada's financial services sector globally is Jennifer Reynolds. Jennifer, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Erica. Delighted to be chatting with you again.
And most certainly great to have you back, and thanks for your time. I know you're quite busy. So listen, since we last talked, you rebranded yourself, I understand. Tell us more about TFI and what you do on a daily basis to kick things off today.
Yeah, Toronto Finance International is a public-private partnership between the three levels of government in Canada and the financial sector. And our mission is to promote the financial sector and the Toronto Financial Centre globally to drive foreign direct investment there and trade and great talent to our markets. And we also focus domestically on key issues which go to the competitiveness and the growth of the industry and really work to make sure that our stakeholders are collaborating to make sure that we've got a strong financial sector and one that's competitive on a global level. So when we think about those types of issues, obviously innovation, fintech are critical. We would also focus on things like how do we drive that talent here, make sure we have a great talent pool, and then often issues like sustainable finance. You know, how do we make sure we've got capital going into the green economy as well?
If you would, Jennifer, tell us, what are your primary goals as it comes to the relationship between TFI and the U.S.?
Well, you know, the U.S. market is obviously a critical one for Canada. And yeah, as you know, in terms of the trading relationship more broadly, just outside of the financial sector, we're the biggest trading partner for 36 of the states in the U.S. So the ties between the U.S. and Canada run very deep. And our financial institutions have a presence in the U.S. and have expanded their businesses there. And we've seen U.S. financial institutions come into the Canadian market and expand their businesses there. And it just makes sense because you've got businesses who are doing business on both sides of the border and having our financial institutions supporting their businesses across North America is very important. So the relationship has always been very strong between the Canadian and the U.S. financial sector, and it's something that really is critical to both of our success on each side of the border.
Most definitely. Now, there has been a lot of talk about NAFTA lately, of course. Why is NAFTA important, and can you expand on the importance of trade relationships between U.S. and Canada?
Yeah, so, you know, as I alluded to earlier, the deep ties between the U.S. and Canada in many industries are significant. And so what's evolved over time is our supply chains are deeply integrated. When you think about, you know, a car, for instance, the manufacturing of a car, it may go back and forth across the border numerous times in terms of the parts. And the state of production. So that happens in every industry, really, and it's not something you can just pull apart. So having a strong trade agreement like NAFTA is critical to both sides of the border, and it's critical to the success of both of our economies. And, you know, I firmly believe, and I think economists are on my side, that an open economy between the two and open trade is better for both of us. And really drives greater success for both of our businesses and larger economies on both sides of the border.
Also, you had released a report in collaboration with Ernst & Young and Corporate Knights that talks about a push to transition to a low-carbon economy and explore the potential for Toronto and Canada. Tell us more about that. That's quite interesting.
Yes, I think you know, the work around sustainable finance that we're doing is very important. And we're seeing countries around the world, obviously, focus on how are we going to move to a lower carbon footprint, and what do governments have to do? What does the private sector have to do to make that happen? And the private sector and the financial sector in particular has a very large role to play, because it's going to take trillions of dollars to make the investments in things like infrastructure, in businesses and technology to get us to a state, a lower carbon footprint globally. And so we need private capital to be flowing that way. So what the report looked at is, what should the Canadian financial sector be doing? What should Toronto specifically be doing to drive that capital into the highest value projects and the ones that are good for investors? And so we took a bit of a global scan of what's happening in other financial centers, and we've seen financial centers around the world really start to focus on this in a big way, whether that's in England, in China, even in places like Luxembourg. So they've developed really plans at sort of a state level and policies, and worked with the private sector to figure out how we, you know, develop things like a robust green bond market and get capital going to projects that are going to make our environment better and, as I said, lower the carbon footprint. So we think there's a huge opportunity. I mean, I think sometimes the whole debate around climate change, unfortunately, gets very polarized from a political perspective. And the reality is, it's actually a huge opportunity. It's a huge opportunity for the economy, for the financial sector. And we think we need to view it that way and really be a first mover in North America and try and make sure that we've got the expertise and people are coming to us for those types of deals and that type of expertise.
Awesome stuff there today. We're speaking with Jennifer Reynolds, the president and CEO of Toronto Finance International, or TFI, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, shifting gears a little and focusing in on Toronto, what makes Toronto a great city to do business with, in your opinion?
Well, I think number one, just in terms of the overall climate, Toronto is a very diverse city. So 51% of the people in Toronto were not born in Canada. So diversity in terms of ethnicity and culture is enormous. And we view that as core to who we are in Toronto. We want to be a welcoming place, and immigration is part of our strategy in Canada. And bringing in the best talent we can is absolutely part of our strategy. And so I think if you're coming to Canada to do business, you got to know right off the bat that that's what you're walking into. It is a place where we welcome people to come in and to live in Toronto and to do business in Toronto. And I think from the perspective of, you know, that business lens on that, the operating costs are actually much lower in Toronto relative to other major U.S. cities. So we certainly have that going for us. We also have a great talent base. So we're one of the top producers of STEM graduates, science, technology, engineering, and math graduates in North America. And so you've got a really strong talent pool, both from an academic perspective and then just in terms of those professionals who are already working. A lot of people don't know that Toronto is actually the fourth largest city in North America. So, you know, very large population, over 6 million in Toronto, and a huge population within the financial sector. We have about 1 in 12 jobs in Toronto are in the financial sector, so a huge pool of talent there. And then the other thing that I would mention for sure would be, we have a very large pool of tech talent too. We're actually, the Toronto region and the surrounding area is the third largest tech cluster in North America as well. So, you know, you put together that tech talent with the financial services talent, that's a pretty powerful combination there, and I think offers a really good place to do business for those coming to Canada.
Really appreciate your information there in regards to Toronto. Some interesting facts as well. Now, for those that are looking to get into the financial sector, maybe new grads who are looking to relocate to Toronto or start a business there, do you have any tips, specifics for those kinds of people?
Yeah, I think there's never been a better time. You know, just even from, you know, a paperwork or immigration process, we have a fast track process for people in the right skills category. And people can get in and get working within, you know, a few weeks. So that's pretty unique in itself. So, you know, I certainly would advise them to look into those types of programs. And we can certainly be helpful with my organization pointing people the right way on that front. And I think certainly, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of institutions are on both sides of the border. So you can even start doing some of your legwork in the U.S. For organizations who are on both sides of the border and see if you can get some contacts going that way. But I think, you know, in terms of the demand in our sector, for those people who have, you know, some of the tech skills that we're looking for in particular, I mean, financial services is becoming about more and more about technology. And so for those with the right tech skills, things like, you know, data scientists, for instance, people with cybersecurity experience, all those types of skills are highly sought after right now. And I think certainly there's a big openness to bringing in talent from the U.S. So my advice would certainly be to you know, use your contacts, but come have a visit too as well, and come see the market, because I think it's surprising to a lot of people who haven't been to Toronto.
Also, Jennifer, since we last talked, has there been any more progress with women in the financial sector? Is there a recruitment effort, or do you see any increase in hirings in the financial region in Toronto?
I think we have seen a real commitment on the part of the Canadian institutions to make progress on this. And you know, it's at times like pushing a rock uphill, I will say. It's tough. I think where we've seen a lot of success in the Canadian financial sector is certainly at the junior to mid levels. Historically, we didn't see recruiting, particularly in areas like capital markets. We didn't see recruiting at 50-50, you know, for incoming junior levels. Now we're seeing that consistently. I would say more broadly in the financial sector, we're starting to see more women move up into the VP level. A couple of the largest institutions now would have in the range of, you know, 35 to 40% of their VP level would be women. So that's a big, big improvement over the last five years. So I feel positive about that. I think we compare very positively relative to other financial centers I do in other countries. I do a lot of travel internationally and visit with folks in other financial sectors. And our numbers are certainly are better. Where we have a lot of work to do still, and this goes globally, not just for Canada, is in the executive suite. We just aren't seeing a lot of women in the executive suite at all, and we're not seeing female CEOs. So if you think about CEOs, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, it's less than 5%. Of CEOs are women. So we're not seeing women in those key leadership roles, and that's important because those are the types of roles where, you know, you have real influence over the organization and over its destiny and over what it does and how it impacts the community around it. And so I would certainly like to see more women in those seats as well. So I think that's where the hard work needs to be done right now, certainly in Canada, is around that executive suite and those CEO roles and making sure that women are really getting that opportunity to lead in Canada.
Well, Jennifer, really great to have had you back. And I know folks want to know if they wanted to become a member of the TFI. What do businesses need to do in that regard?
Yeah, they can just reach out to us online, tfi.ca, and we can get that information to you. Very, very easy process, and we certainly have many U.S. firms who are members and encourage people to visit the website, contact us. We're certainly looking for members, and we can provide a really valuable network for those looking to come to do business in Canada and Toronto specifically.
Jennifer, keep up the great work, and thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Once again, we've been speaking with Jennifer Reynolds, the President and CEO of Toronto Finance International, or TFI, a public-private partnership whose mission is to drive the growth and competitiveness of Toronto's financial services industry and to establish Toronto's prominence as a leading international financial center. And for further details, simply visit tfi.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.